Right now, you're listening to Hip Hop Digest with E Green, King Killer B, and Kurt G.
You can't have two different races or three races. You can't have this many people living on one continent with this many different religions, this many different cultures, without one trying to step on the other. I mean, that's just common sense.
But you could argue that the Klan is contributing to the problem, no?
No, the Klan ain't contributing to the problem. You can just sit back and let the blacks do their own job. I mean, let them keep killing each other in record numbers. The Klan ain't got to go out and kill blacks no more. We just drop off some liquor in their town and some guns, and they do it themselves. If it was my option, every weekend, I would go up to Chicago with a big truck full of whiskey and crack, marijuana, and a ton of guns and bullets, and tell them, have at it, and just drop it off right in the middle of town.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And, of course, it's E Green. We here with the whole squad today. What up, fellas?
Squad up.
It's the full Monty. No doubt. So thank you for rolling with us. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Hip Hop Digest. We have a feature-packed show and a few things to talk about out there. Before we get started, I do want to give a shout-out to T-Bear183.
My brother, thank you very much, sir.
Yeah, if you know, you know. So we're going to leave it at that. You know what I'm saying? So... no doubt. Let's get right in, yo. Let's just not even waste the customer's time here. Just jump right in. First topic on the Hip Hop Digest is, it's a long title.
Uh-oh.
So pay attention. Region reppin' cayenne pepper style served at the Super Bowl.
Oh, cayenne pepper.
So there's a lot of people upset, okay?
What
a lot of people upset. So the performance at the Super Bowl was announced. We all know it was Kendrick Lamar.
Kendrick Lamar!
Indeed. So, on its face, because I'm not kind of tied into the net and shit, I get shit late. I didn't really even think about it like that. I was like, oh, congratulations, Kendrick. That's what's up.
That's what I said when I first saw it.
Yeah. So, you know, I move on. But then I hear all kinds of names. Cam. Mace. Nicki Minaj. Master P. Lil Boosie. Who else? Birdman. Yeah. I'm seeing all these cats, right? And others.
Chiming in.
Talking about it's a damn shame Lil Wayne ain't get picked for the Super Bowl. It is in New Orleans.
True.
So let's unpack this first issue that the Super Bowl is in New Orleans. The Super Bowl been in New Orleans a lot.
A few times while Wayne was out there.
Exactly.
Doing his thing.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't pick him.
Right. When he had number one records, I bet.
They didn't pick him.
But still. And then it is sort of this, I'm just going to say this commercial rap entitlement. Now, I think maybe because when the Super Bowl was in Atlanta, they picked a lot of local acts, right? From Atlanta. Gladys Knight. I don't know if she's from Atlanta or whatever. But they had some rappers, Big Boy and shit, and other people. I don't remember that particular Super Bowl. I know I was critical. But either way.
What are you not?
Right.
Well, okay. That's real. And then, of course, the situation in Los Angeles. You done pulled Dr. Dre and shit, and you got everybody out there that he done produce records for and shit. You know what I mean? So
people affiliated with him.
Yeah, exactly. You know? And then, you know, other stars or whatever, you know, in subsequent Super Bowls, because usually Super Bowls, they pick the star, but it has to be a certain level of star. I mean, obviously, you see Wifey out there. You see a guy like Prince, even though he took liberties. You know what I'm saying? Rest in peace to him. You know what I mean? You know, Michael Jackson and shit. You know, fuck Rolling Stones or whatever. You know what I'm saying? It's that type of thing.
If you got to be on the next level of star.
Right. So it's that type of thing. So I was bemused by Kendrick. But it was the others and their criticism. And then it started to get a little deeper.
Uh-oh.
Started to get a little deeper. Wasn't that Wayne wasn't just picked? It was the fact that Jay-Z was responsible for Wayne not getting picked. I'm like, what the fuck has Hov got to do with this shit?
Yeah, that's been debunked, hasn't it?
Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought all that Hov going against him and not putting him in that position. I thought, I'm like, didn't Hov pay this nigga's taxes? Any or like a few million?
Yeah,
and
he did.
Hov paid that nigga's taxes?
He did.
And if he hated him that much,
he was trying to sign him.
I'm just saying, but if he hated him that much, he wouldn't have fucking done that shit for the nigga. You know what I'm saying? I hate you. I'm not doing no shit like that.
True.
Yeah, but hold up. I do want to back up what Swerve just said. If he was trying to sign him, paying his taxes just would have been part and parcel of the contract deal anyway.
But
so.
He still didn't sign him and still paid the taxes. It's not like he took the money back. Like, if you ain't going to sign, you ain't going to get this money.
So all that being said.
He didn't sign him because he decided to stay with
all Berman. That being said, so is it true, or at least I read that somewhere, that Jay-Z was sort of a consult to the NFL about these matters?
Yes, that is true.
That is true. He's in the boardroom. He's in there when they're making these decisions. He's right there.
Okay, so they're blaming Hov.
Of course they're going to blame him, because I get why they're blaming him, and I can see why conspiracy theories, or not even conspiracy theories, Uh-oh. Just straight up in your face say, hey, he don't like this person. He don't like that person. He ain't fucking with this person. This is his chance to get back at them. But it's like, it's the Super Bowl, B, and it's fucking Kendrick is hot as a motherfucker right now.
So
Why wouldn't you pick him?
I seen a couple videos where people were saying this goes back to when, you know, whether if it was Birdman or labels against labels, and Wayne was a lot of competition for Hov. I don't remember that history. I don't remember Wayne being in any type of competition. I know Wayne represents a particular generation.
He does.
Okay, I give him that.
That includes Cam and them niggas love Wayne.
Obviously.
Cam and them, they love the shit out of Wayne.
Obviously. You know what I'm saying?
It was more Birdman than Wayne. I don't think Wayne had a lot of say in that stuff that was going on. That was his daddy.
But, right. And that's more where the angst between him and Jay-Z came from, was from Birdman. Them two didn't had a little something behind the scenes going on.
So let me ask a question.
You remember a killer? He was going to show bank accounts. You could see it.
Right.
Yes. Jay would say, I'll give you a
glimpse.
It's going
to cost you, though.
Right. It's your man. I know. You feel confident.
Said he should back his man. Said he'd get a glimpse.
It's crazy.
So but what I want to get to is, is there this commercial rap now, here we are in this age, is there a commercial rap entitlement? If it shows up in your particular city, Atlanta, New Orleans, Los Angeles, you know what I'm saying, New York, that you got to have rap acts representing that region?
It's only because the name you just mentioned is there. If Jay-Z wasn't running this shit and they had fucking some country nigga running this shit, would nobody be saying a damn thing about nobody from fucking hip-hop being not on represented in the damn Super Bowl?
Them niggas could have got Harry Connick Jr. or Wynton Marcellus to do it.
If I might.
My man, please.
I would have to say that Super Bowl that happened in Los Angeles is the catalyst for this bullshit, because there's been 58 Super Bowls already, and nobody gave a fuck about where nobody was from or no shit like that. None. I know a lot of motherfuckers don't even give a fuck about this little halftime show.
Exactly. No doubt.
But I still don't give a fuck about the halftime
right,
show.
But
because that shit happened in L.A., it seemed like, okay, now we got to do this everywhere. They only hold the fucking Super Bowl in, like, what, four different fucking cities?
Well, I think it really...
What are we going to do?
I think it was Atlanta. L.A. really knocked it down, no doubt, but I still think it was Atlanta. They did... They put some B-Squad niggas in Atlanta, not who probably we thought it should be, but I digress. So, you know, shout out to Atlanta. But this now, this sort of, you know, we're entitled, you know, and type of shit. You know, because when the Super Bowl ends up in Jerry's World, I don't know any hard Dallas rappers, but they're going to want the Texas Armada in there, right?
Hey. Big X the plug. Bring him through. Bring Texas through, baby.
People are forgetting a really big thing. This is a really big thing I want to tell you. I sound like your boy. It's a really big thing. But anyway, God damn, I lost my train of thought. That fuck around. But the Super Bowl is a worldwide event. It's not a regional event.
Right.
So the Super Bowl committee, real committee over Jay-Z, this dude's saying, fuck what he talked about at the end of the day, they are going to put what's viable to them on the Super Bowl.
Exactly.
They're not going to have a bunch of alcoholic, lean, drinking, drug-induced people on that stage. They're not even going to have the sexy reds or the Omeka or whatever her name is. They're not going to have these people on the Super Bowl. We saw what happened.
Okay.
Big, what was it? LL and a whole bunch of other rappers was on the stage. And after that, it was a wrap for a long time. Remember?
Okay. So what I want to get to is the actual talent here. With the actual talent, because the politics go into a million tentacles. You heard all kinds of tentacles. It was like, you know, somebody done made an OG call, and just because Wayne, you know, then we couldn't have Drake up there, and then, you know, that's what it would have been. He'd have been Wayne, and then Drake, and then Nicki. Yeah, it'd have been that Birdman.
Everybody would have came through.
Mm-hmm.
The whole team would have came through there.
The whole team would have came through there. And you can't. The Super Bowl, where the National Football League is not going to have Nicki and Birdman. You know what I'm saying? And I don't get none of
every other word coming out their mouth is a cuss word.
Right.
Exactly.
So they're not going to put them up there on the bowl.
Or twerking and all that shit. The NFL is not with that shit right. on that stage.
Right.
They'll play that shit in a stadium at a regular season game. But you will not be highlighted at the Super Bowl. It's I don't care who
them,
you are.
Them sponsors is paying too much money for them fucking advertisements.
Your boy Egri was like, yep. Shit, you might get a wild card game.
You might get a play-in game.
So hell, you might even get the championship game, but you're not getting the Super Bowl.
So, okay, so let's keep it moving. Let's look at the actual talent here. Let's look at the actual talent. So there was some discussion a little bit on the text chain, but I've seen when I did do a little bit of research, they were posting side-by-side catalogs, you know, about what does the artist actually play at the Super Bowl? What does he sing? What does he rap about and whatnot? They mostly, the people who were critical of Wayne were saying, look at the catalog. It is mostly drug fueled or drug induced themes, you know, drug taking, drug selling, you know what I'm saying?
Lollipops.
Yeah, exactly. You know, a lot of wobble wobble and shit, you know. So, but then there were some people who were critical of Kendrick.
Oh, Kendrick's got a lot of lyrics too, saying some shit.
Yeah,
like that.
Well, basically, but saying Kendrick, but basically,
swimming pool full of liquor and you dive in it.
Well, I mean, they were saying that Kendrick's on that egghead shit.
He is.
He's on that rappity rap shit, you know, and he don't really have that party thing going on.
But he's got enough party joints and enough joints that people know to do the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
He's got enough.
And there's one song that will definitely
shut it down.
I don't know if he's going to do that.
Why not?
I mean,
he will. He will.
He might come out
Super
to
Bowl
that.
We'll be singing it right with him.
He might have the. No. What's the name?
Not
he
like might us?
He might have a Grambling band behind him playing
oh
that
my
shit.
God,
oh, well, you know what?
Did you not see that shit on. What?
No, I was just saying, I did read. It's funny, Kurt G said that. They said that every black university band plays Not Like Us in every football event out there. So, all right.
Exactly.
All right.
So that's not going to be a problem.
Okay.
He did big numbers on Amazon, B.
And that alone was the fucking if Wayne even had a chance, that song alone tipped the scale in his favor.
Okay. All right. Okay. Now, my last question involving this Cayenne Pepper region repping.
Damn.
Is the Wayne generation getting the shaft here? A lot of cats was coming in and feeling like the generation is getting the shaft. Like, you skipping over us, and then you know, the new leaders, Kendrick and them and shit. okay, you hyping them, but you know, you skipping the greatness of us.
This ain't about that. It's the fucking Super Bowl, B.
No, I'm talking about the feeling of a generation beyond the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but you're talking about hip hop music. You're not talking about, let's say this was about hip hop music only, and then they skip Wayne and put Kendrick on the stage, and I'll be down.
Yeah, that's
like, how
problem.
The fuck you gonna skip Wayne and put Kendrick? I'll be down with them niggas 1,000 if it's about hip hop. But it's not about hip hop. It's the Super Bowl thing.
Okay.
Exactly. But to touch on your point there is that I heard you, Diff. He said Paul's just in. But the point of the matter is, Wayne has gotten his flowers. He's getting his flowers right now.
He's getting lots of flowers right now.
But it ain't about that. If it was, look, let's just break it all the fucking way down. If it was about artists from New Orleans getting on there, you don't think there's a whole lot of other people that could be put on there? It ain't about just Wayne. There's a whole lot of artists out of New Orleans that blew.
I look at it, my analogy is like movies. And you know, everybody wants a hood film representing their city and what's going on there. You know, I think that's what I think. Everybody wants a hood film. I mean, you know, Boys in the Hood. Yeah, it's a hood film, but it's a Los Angeles film. New Jersey Drive represents Newark, New Jersey, et cetera, et cetera. Everybody wants a hood film. And now you have a commercial aspect of rap who's saying when the Super Bowl comes to my city, well, you're looking at only 4 or 5 cities who are going to get the bowl any fucking way, you know, unless other cold weather cities start building domes. But short of that,
You know what's about to get ready to happen? You know what's going to happen?
Okay.
We about to have like 6-7 years in a row with white artists.
That's the way it used to be. And niggas was never interested in it. You got a little interest in it, and then you want to complain. Damn. Man.
Okay. All right. That's what's up.
I get. I'm telling you, B. You too highbrow on it right now.
I am.
It is. Yes. It boils down to. And I know you said Atlanta, but people got short ass memories.
Oh, okay.
What we remember is Snoop, Mary J. Blige, Eminem, and Dre and them putting on for Compton.
Right.
At the Super Bowl.
Correct.
In Los Angeles.
Correct.
That's what that mindset is.
Okay.
Well, it's in New Orleans, so we need to have our star shining sun.
So let me get your lane then. Let me finish the lane for you. So you see Dre and them, you right, putting on for Compton. But that's Jimmy.
That's definitely Jimmy.
That's Jimmy.
See, the puppet master is Jimmy, my nigga.
And I'm going to tell you why this fits. Because before we got on, I was reading some blurbs. Your man Jay Elect jumped in real quick.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, Jay Elect jumped in and he started throwing boulders. But the boulders he was throwing made me see that, cats really don't have no Jimmy on their team. Mm.
And guess who Kendrick is down with?
Jimmy. Jimmy. I mean,
obviously.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm going to tell you, there's a saying, and I'm going to get the saying wrong, that Louis Armstrong says in the jazz documentary. He was like with a world run by white men, you might as well be managed by a white man, or something to that effect. So I'm going to keep it going to the next topic. You know what I'm saying? Let's get out of that shit. All right. Next topic on Hip Hop Digest is, where am I at here? Oh, LL Cool J is hard as battle anybody. Right, I don't care if you
slobber. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. We got some words here.
Rocked up.
Bells.
All right. So, LL Cool J, the Force record comes out. The LL Cool J Force record comes out. And we had a lot of people giving their comments on the text chain about it. I want to run through the show proper, what we think about it, you know. I'll go first, you know, sure, no problem. First of all, I thought the record was great. I thought the record was great for a couple of reasons. How smart is Q-Tip? B, how smart is Q-Tip? Whether it would be hook or by crook, when Pete Rock came out the traditional way and Common, and everybody's like, yo, this is incredible. And I'm going to say other albums that aren't getting any credit or whatever, Slum Village, Master Ace, and Marco Polo, and just other veteran albums. It's just coming out, and good music this year from the veterans and shit, let the veterans in, no doubt. But here's Q-Tip. He's got an icon. He's LL Cool J. And released on Def Jam, which I still can't believe that, but that's a whole nother story. And how he took the music, and it is so hip-hop, but it is just off the beaten path enough to make it so interesting, you know? So, A, number one. Number two is that there is no veteran with a better than 15-year career. No veteran. Probably no veteran. Better than a 20-year career who's emceeing better than LL Cool J is right now. None. So none.
The mark is 20 years.
Okay.
Okay, you're saying 20
years.
Okay.
20 years.
Okay.
All right. But we can talk about that. You know, if time allows. But this is what I think about the album. The fact that there's nobody rhyming is better. Is LL Cool J. Mm. Out of the 14 tracks, I thought 10 were great. Just thought 10 were great. I mean, certain niggas had their whole shit rehabbed. You don't think Busta Rhyme had his whole shit rehabbed after that garbage he put out?
That shit was garbage.
And then he show up on that LL on fire? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But there was some things up there. There were some easy ground balls that you see LL did from a business perspective. The cut with the bra and panty girl, what's her name, Sweetie or whatever, you know what I'm saying? He could have gotten anybody to do the jingling baby shit, but it was an easy ground ball. You know, you get the bra and panty, she gets up there, you know, and just does the bra and panty jump off with the soft stripper voice. You know, this is an easy ground ball business decision. Okay, all right, I give you that, L. You know what I'm saying? Some of the other cats, Rick Ross, Fat Joe on there. That's standard cornmeal. You know what I mean? That's
business decision.
Yeah.
Cornmeal.
That's just standard cornmeal. You know what I'm saying? He kept Snoop off the verses. You know what I mean? He kept Snoop really boxed in. You know what I'm saying? Which was great. You know? I don't know about the unknown niggas. I guess that's LL trying to throw some situation back. Let me tell you, the cut praise him, and him and Nas is just nuts on that shit. The beats are just absolutely so different, but so hip hop. And the last thing, obviously, is the video that just dropped, I guess maybe a couple days ago or even today. I don't know. The Murder Grand video with Eminem. Video is dope. A lot of people didn't like it. I'm probably gonna wheat and shaft it. You know what I mean? So instead of total 14, I'll go 13 and a half cuts. Cause Murdergram, at least half the cut, has grown on me. Probably largely due to the video, but I'm not gonna be a total welcher. So again, the LL Cool J, but the biggest headline is there's nobody with better than 20 years in the career who's rhyming better than James Todd Smith back to back on the LP. And I'm talking about rhymes. I'm talking about flow. Kurt G, his flow on the album is impeccable. He's not drifting. He's not trying to stuff 50 words other than Murdergram. LL, The Force. Thank you.
I'm going to applaud. I'll applaud right with you. LL did not disappoint. We thought that he was going to go way, way, maybe right, way, way to the left on this and straight up a whole bunch of jingling babies, a whole bunch of something to try to get just a little bit of the play, some streaming service money. But he kept it, I'm going to say, 90, 95% hip-hop.
Okay, that's fair.
I'm going to say he kept it about 95% hip-hop, which is quality. And I'm going to say, yes, The beats, a few of them beats, I was like, oh, okay, but all right, I can get with it. I can get with it. Q-Tip, he surprised me. It's not a typical Tip. He went a different direction with this one, and I'm feeling it. I can ride with Tip on this one. Pause. That's your boy. I can hear him saying that. I can hear him saying that. Oh, I'm all the way and shit.
Fucking diff.
Diff crazy shit. But yeah, LL gets, on this album, he gets a B minus for me. I give him a B minus for this one. It did not disappoint, and I'm happy about that. But that 20-year mark, B, I'm going to have to call you on that.
Okay, please call me on that.
There's a man by the name of Black Thought.
Okay, sure.
And I'm... Sure. When you put the mark at 20, I said, wait a minute. If you'd have said 25, 30, you might have had that one. But there's a man by the name of Black Thought that have something to say about that.
Who is probably, and I'm going to agree with you, a better MC, but doesn't have a better record than LL.
No. No, 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 no.
Yeah,
no,
see, okay. No. We can agree on the fact that the Thought is a problem up and down the super slab, but Thought does not have a better record solo minus the Roots. Solo Thought better than what he did with the Force.
No, he does not. I agree with you on that.
So, all right, Swerve,
okay.
You're on.
Okay, so here we go.
Here we go.
The outlier. I'm the outlier. And I'm going to be honest with you. I just listened to the album today.
Okay.
Because I wanted it to be fresh. And I wanted my reaction to be fresh. And I'm going to preface by saying I'm confident in what I like and don't like and don't care what nobody else thinks about it at all. So with that said... Did I think the album was great, as King Killer called it? Hell no. Did I think it was a B minus, as Kurt called it? That's close. It's close. I want to begrudgingly give it that, but I'll tell you why. I sat there and I listened to the Rakim album. So all those features and all of that stuff.
This is better than the Rakim album.
This, that, and the other.
Damn right.
This is better than the Rakim album.
Did I interrupt?
My bad.
Damn.
My apology. My apology.
Thank you. This is called communication.
Yes, sir.
I sat here and shut it down up and listened to your rave about
the
album.
Yes, sir. I'm going to shut the fuck up and sit back.
Thank you. So I listened to the album and I'm like, first of all, I'm reading and I'm looking at all these features. I'm like, yo, so it's okay for one artist to come back and do feature. Not every record. There's like... maybe five records of features and the rest are just L. But the production of what Q-Tip did, I get it. Y'all like shit and it's okay. I didn't turn it off. And I listened to all of them well more than 30 seconds. I listened to because it's the respect that I have for LL. Y'all know that. A few back, I said that dude is on my all-time hip-hop Rushmore for all the things that he's done for hip-hop and still doing. But when months ago, when I heard The Force, the actual record, The Force, I was like, oh my God, this is going to be crazy. This is going to be hip hop. But once again, he said, Q-Tip comes along and does some different stuff with it. It's not whack. It's not bad. It's different. It's not what I expected at all. LL's rhymes and delivery were absolutely what I expected and what I thought. I did not care for most of the features. Did not care for them at all. And if I listen to it again, I probably will listen to The Force. I see everybody has their favorite songs on there, all that kind of stuff. And it was great. It's great to have the veterans, all these veterans making these records. But I hopped back up on the high horse and I listened and I was like, yeah, I'm just not blown away. I'm not blown away by the album. It's not because of Rakim or Common and Pete Rock or any other release. It's just I listened to the album for what it is. It's an LL album that we haven't heard from in a long time as far as albums. And he's doing his thing on microphone, busting them rhymes, and being LL on a lot of it. But it just didn't... it didn't fit for me. It just didn't fit into what I was expecting. So that's where I'm at with it.
So are you disappointed in the album?
Yes, I'm disappointed.
Wow.
Some of the features, the differentness that even King Killer had to asterisk about Q-Tip doing something different. I was looking for LL to do something he hasn't done in a long time. That's just like and of course, yes, he does have his all the time. You got an LL record that's different. One record is always or for them ladies when he does hip hop like hip hop. But
if Q-Tip does Tribe Called Quest production, I think if Q-Tip does traditional production, Pete Rock style, or just the traditional, the LL record gets lost very quickly.
Give me some Uma shit.
You can't give you no Uma shit because that's not what this record is. And that's why I think it is awesome. Because again, I started it out, how smart is Q-Tip to craft something that's going to be different than the Pete Rock? I mean, different than the Pete Rock. Different than the Marco Polo, different than Slum Village, different. So it stands there on its own merit. When you have somebody who's really thoughtful and takes his time to craft something, that's where I wasn't putting an asterisk on it. Like, yeah, we better be like cautionary. Nah, I'm giving that joint two thumbs up because all the records that are out there from the veterans, shit, you nigga. Black Thought would kill for shit like that because he just, and for his solo career, hasn't been able to get over that beat threshold, in my opinion.
He's another one that suffers from good beats.
Yeah, so.
Minus the roots.
Yeah, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Right. Look, again, like I said, and I think I outlined some shit up there, you know, the regular, you know, cornmeal niggas up there, Fat Joe and them niggas, and the bra and panty. Yeah,
that Eminem, and even the video you said, the video was fucking fly.
That video
was
dope.
You know, I looking at the video, obviously, for a whole bunch of different reasons. But when he was on that shit, like the album cover, that shit is fucking fly.
Yeah.
But then I heard that other kid come on and I was out. Record was off.
So, but again, even with that though, I gotta admit that the Murdergram has probably grown on me and shit, you know, just a little bit. But okay, there we go. That's the LL Cool J.
For the record, I do not hate the album. It's just not. It's lower than what I expect. It's lower than what I had hoped for.
Tell you what, though, I done put an order in for the vinyl already. So.
Damn.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm going to put you in the category of where I felt like that Rakim. Like, I was just, it wasn't where I thought it should have been. Because I'm thinking Rakim, it's Rakim, nigga. You the god MC. You supposed to just shine on this shit. Them other niggas is just, throw them tracks away.
See,
I'm gonna just pick me.
And let me tell you something. And you know what? And let me tell you something. And see, that to me, that's again, once the Rakim album came and then we unpacked it, and we found out, oh, he's really just producing and he's inviting his favorite guys and shit like that. LL Cool J, like Rakim, you know, Cats is like, I don't want to hear, like on track 14, okay, I don't want to hear LL's new talent. I don't want to hear his new talent. You know what I mean? That's what track 14 is. New cats to LL. No. I don't know these niggas.
That's all I'm
saying. No disrespect to them. No disrespect to them.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Just like I want to hear Rakim. Now, if that means Rakim got to take time and get producers, or whether he got to call Dre back or do whatever he got to do, that's what niggas want. And I think that's the respect and the thoughtfulness that Q-Tip put in this project as far as production. But again, we always do. Rarely do we agree on shit like this on the digest anyway.
I mean, but because we all got our own fucking ears.
That's
and
right.
We hear what we hear.
And
it's like okay if you like it or don't like it. It's okay either way. We just giving our opinion. I don't give a fuck at the end of the day. I ain't buying it. You know what I'm saying? But I hope he does well. Hope he does well because he's one of my hip hop heroes in real life, LL Cool J. So I want it to be successful.
Indeed, no doubt, no doubt.
This is just not successful for me.
No doubt. And to close out that topic, you know, shit, nobody has any privacy. And obviously, I've been listening to the joint on the YouTube Music app and shit. The LL joint, you know. I done put my order in the vinyl.
Shit's everywhere, B.
Yeah, I know. No doubt. Anyway, I put my order in the vinyl and whatever, you know, Amazon will be here in a day or so.
What did that run, though, on Amazon? Was that
$30? It was like $26 or something like that. Okay. With taxes, probably. Most shit is like $30 anyway.
Gotcha. Just checking to make sure.
Yeah. So I come across this video, this cat, and he's, you know, he an LL fan, and he's going through all his LL vinyl or whatever, and I'm just like, wow, damn, I got most of those records or whatever. There's a couple of joints he ain't have. He ain't had that Break of Dawn.
Oh, the Break of Dawn.
Yeah. He ain't had that Break of Dawn. You know what I'm saying? He ain't had a Break of Dawn. He didn't have a couple of things, you know, things, and I was really, it's like, yeah, I gotta get the vinyl, you know. I'm that's how impressed I was to add that to the existing LL Cool J pantheon of vinyl I got. So that's
full respect.
Indeed, full respect indeed. All right, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest, we wanna certainly highlight the Fallen Kings this week.
My goodness, B.
And again, like I always said, I always you know, it's just so crazy. I hate doing it like this when it's like this week or whatever. We want to give rest in peace out, first of all, to a Rich Homie Quan. Okay, the young man. And this is a tragedy because he's young. And he's a kid. You know what I'm saying? I got kids. Yeah. Well, my daughter, you know, I got, you know. Yeah.
My son is his age.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. So all that being said, you know, he passed away. He hails from Atlanta, Georgia. I honestly, since we're giving him a shout out, you know, because of his passing, I don't really know anything about him other than what I took off the net. I guess his first success was in 2013. He had a record called Type of Way. I did look at the video and whatnot.
I remember that song.
Okay, no doubt. That peaked at number 50 on the Billboard Hot 100 in 2015. He had another record called Flex Ooh 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 Ah, something to that effect.
I don't remember that one.
I remember that shit.
That peaked at number 26 on the chart, and that was alongside other fellow rapper Young Thug. I did look at that video and whatnot. They just got swollen in that one. And then Quan, who was actually a member of the short-lived Cash Money Records spinoff project Rich Gang in 2014, and they had a single called Lifestyle. He actually only had one studio record. I'm sure he probably had a bevy of mixtapes. I'm sure he did. But he only had one studio record called Rich in Spirit. Came out in 2018 via Universal Music Group Motown. Again, we say rest in peace, yo. I don't know what happened. I just know that he is just super young, you know. And that is a tragedy. And we, you know, we honor him. Next person we're going to rest in peace out to, Frankie Beverly.
Wow.
Hailing from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Frankie Beverly, literally, he was a consistent R&B. He's on the R&B charts for 50 years.
He's got forever songs. They get played at every barbecue, birthday party. He's got
forever songs. One of the things that a Baltimore music critic said about Frankie Beverly is that, you know, he's the greatest R&B musician that you've never heard of. Meaning that he just didn't have the blowout success as and the crossover success with others. But Frankie is every year constant. Everybody's got a Frankie Beverly story. You know what I'm saying? Everybody is like, yo, even got to the point where Frankie was so much that I was like, I don't even really want to hear any Frankie Beverly records. It got to the point. It was so saturated. Well, that was DC. Too.
But that's because they only played certain records. There's a whole
That's true. Well, actually, there's a very, very good Frankie Beverly sample that is so awesome. But I'll get to that. DC, maybe it's because it was only maybe a two or three record playlist there.
Right.
No, don't get me wrong. I got mad Frankie Beverly albums on vinyl, too. So
yeah, we're not talking about you, Little B. We're just saying that before you let go and the number one and then a couple others. So, but he has a massive catalog.
But anyway, so Frankie Beverly, you know, he was... he was discovered, okay, because let me see. He was like Marvin Gaye's sister-in-law had saw them in concert, ran to Marvin Gaye, and was like, these guys are incredible, okay? They hooked up with Marvin Gaye. Marvin Gaye took him out on tour in 1976 as an opening act and then got him a deal at Capitol Records, which they really recorded at Capitol Records the bulk of their career, thanks to Marvin Gaye. And he said him and Marvin was really close. Marvin treated him like a little brother. And, of course, the rest is history. Here's a giant success in just the R&B. No crossover, no bleed over, but just kind of, really, to be honest with you, just with us. Budweiser Superfest, Essence Fest, that type of thing. Year in, year out is Frankie Beverly. So,
yep. We want to say every barbecue.
Yeah,
you know it.
Every wedding,
every party.
Yeah, every party.
40 and over, you're gonna hear it,
man. What? No doubt.
Whoa, you know what's coming on?
You know what's on. And then the DJ's gonna mix it with the Queen Bee.
Well,
she's got her version.
Well, yeah, I know.
Anyway.
So anyway, really quickly, round table. Do you have a favorite Southern Frankie Beverly record?
You just said it.
Mine Southern is Girls. That's my favorite.
That's
yeah,
Southern Girl. Ooh.
That's my favorite Southern Girl. Because the break on that is crazy. You can kind of like go in a little bit, but I digress. You got a favorite? Anybody? Well, Southern Girl is mine.
Oh God! I mean, even though that is, I'm gonna. It's so obvious what my favorite is. I hate even saying it, but Before I Let Go is just. It's just that joint. You hear that, and that's it. That's it.
No doubt.
But
no
there,
doubt.
There are some others. Post. There was a 10-minute song I was listening to today. I think it was called I Need You or something like that, which blew my brains out again because I hadn't heard that in a long time, yo.
No doubt.
I listened to all 10 minutes of that. So, but still, Before I Let Go.
I don't even know the name of the record, though. The Frankie Beverly story. I don't even know the name of the record. Whatever, it was a successful single. We had it on 12-inch, blending it at the Bass Club with a Gangstar instrumental and whatnot.
Oh,
what was that?
Manifest. I just did that recently too. It's crazy.
Oh, okay,
I just redid that.
Yeah, so yeah, it was an old head senior chief just lip synced at the bar. It was kind of funny.
Can't get over you.
Yes. Yep. Get over you, Frankie Beverly. That's it.
Yeah.
So, no doubt. All right, so as we keep it moving, rest in peace goes out too, and we honor again, they are all kings. James Earl Jones from Arcabella, Mississippi. I don't know. Thing I said on the text chain was that he's the dean of African American actors, television, movie, and stage. He is the dean. And too many roles. Sir. To play, everybody's talking about, you know, his three words. This is CNN. I mean,
this is CNN.
Yeah, it's crazy.
No other book can match it. Remember that shit?
Yeah, no doubt.
No other book can match it.
Oh
my goodness.
You know, obviously, the Darth Vader jump off or whatever. You know, saying a lot of people is talking about Claudine. You know,
that's me.
Oh, that's you.
That's my favorite.
Yeah, a lot of people talking Claudine. Let me tell you something. He played a role on Law and Order. He was a lawyer for this racist cat on Law and Order that just, it's like, James Earl Jones is the best. You know what I'm saying?
He's a great actor, exactly.
You know what I mean? And actually, I don't know the name of the movie, but I think this is just before he retired. You could tell he had gotten older, but he plays, I don't think it's a Catholic priest, but he has something to do with this charity that bring in girls off the street. And so, you know, it's a very, very good movie. He plays one hell of a role in that movie, you know. I have to ask my wife about the movie. But, again, he didn't always do just giant blockbusters. He did a lot of stage.
Right.
Small movie, and to have James Earl Jones, I'm sure he looked at the script and was like, I got to do it, you know.
You know what's funny though is like for we're saying what a great actor he was when he was, his voice was very distinctive, right? But he, like Denzel, like Don Cheadle, when they play a role, they became that actor. You don't see you might see James Earl Jones for like the first 5 minutes of the movie, but then after that, you see that character. The same with Denzel, you see that character, and Cheadle, you see the character, and that's something that I think that a lot of people lose in acting because of the state of celebrity we're in. So all these people who are celebrities go do acting jobs, but they're just being themselves, and that ain't acting. So
oh, indeed.
Shout out again.
So James Earl Jones obviously, this E got Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, Tony. He got it. Ben got it. He was inducted into the American Theater Hall of Fame in 1985. He was honored with the National Medal of Arts in 1992, Kennedy Center in 2002, Screen Actors Guild Lifetime Achievement Award in 2009, and then the Academy Honorary Award in 2011. I mean, come on, bruh. I mean, come on, bruh. You know what I mean? So, say, you know, we honor the kings, James Earl Jones, all kings that we honor, and, you know, we say rest in peace, Godspeed to each and every one of them on the Hip Hop Digest.
Yes, sir.
All right, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is that we have been struggling. We've been talking about it for more than a month, I think. We did the first two installments of our Mount Rushmore.
Yes.
And it was very easy. The first class, the actual first class, was very easy. I think the second class was particularly easy, although I'm still getting pinged for Curtis Mantronics. But I understand that. You know, you're going to have that. And that covers the late 80s,
Not the late 80s, we didn't get there yet.
No, I'm sorry.
It covers 70s.
Okay, it covers, yeah, well, I mean,
the late 70s
into the early 80s, that's what I mean. And then the early 80s into the 90s. So now here we are at the 90s. And so T-Bear, shout to you again, who asked for dates. I didn't have a date. I just said, okay, because that's where we are on the timeline, 89, 90. 90, 91. That's where we are on the timeline.
Oof.
Okay, now...
That's when shit started getting critical.
So now you have an explosion. Now you have an explosion. And now you got a problem. Because my man at work was like, you may have to do 90 to 95 and then 95 to 99. I was like, you still got a problem.
Still got a problem. It's a lot.
Now, I'm going to read a partial list. And this is the reason why you got a problem. Because if we're being trill, there's only four heads up there.
Right. Okay?
And a lot of people are going to get mixed.
So now, one question before you go all the way.
Okay, my man.
So now, if we're putting four heads up there, they're putting them up there, like they said, dates. Is this for the entire 90s, these four heads are going to represent?
So,
are they going to represent 3 years in the 90s, so, 5 years in the 90s?
I was talking to my dude, and he was like, you're going to have a problem because of the amount of people. And I was like, you know, and that's what we was talking about. Maybe you got to split it, 90 to 95, and then 95 to 99, you know, 2000. But... Hold up. Before we get to that.
Two names that take that whole span. I can go with.
Okay. Let me run the list. And this is just off the dome that I've been collecting as I think about it. But I'm going to run the list. It's a big list. So pardon me. All right? Pardon me. Please, the Digest listeners, stay.
It's not your fault.
Yeah. Digest listeners, stay tuned. Because maybe you don't hear your guy, but maybe you do. All right, so we'll start. Primo, okay? Primo.
Guarantee.
Pete Rock.
Guarantee. That's two slots for me. Nobody else is knocking them two off. That's two guaranteed
slots. We're not
slots.
Putting the slots in. I'm just reading the list.
Okay.
So calm down. All right, so let me start again.
Okay.
Primo. Pete Rock. Dr. Dre. J. Dilla. RZA. Timberland, DJ Quick, Prince Paul, Q-Tip, Large Professor, Alchemist, Eric Sermon, Swizz Beatz, Warren G, Will.i.am, The Beat Miners, Diamond D, Daz, DJ Toomp. Kanye, I think he should be excommunicated West.
But you're talking...
B, now hold up. Okay. Let me finish. All I'm right. almost done.
All right.
I'm almost done. Rick Rock. Rockwiler. High Tech. Havoc. Easy Mo B. Ant Banks. Organized Noise. Beats by the Pound. Trackmasters. Neptunes. Manny Fresh. DJ Muggs. Mark the 45 King. The Bomb Squad. The Hitmen. Just Blaze. Jamie Dupree. And Battle Cat.
In the words of Run, we had a whole lot of superstars
on this stage tonight.
So you only try to squeeze four?
B, that's the problem.
Now you got to break that up. But
that's why you
got to break it up.
See, now.
So what do we do?
Do we make it tough on ourselves and say, out of that whole list, we got to break it down to four? Or do we split
I
that
could.
Up? I could.
But a whole lot
I already know two
left
names
off.
That's going to be in for sure.
I heard three for sure.
I know two in the beginning. I can be convinced to get the other two out of there, but I can't be convinced the two names, Pete Rock and Primo, you cannot convince me to take them off of there.
Okay.
It can't happen.
All right. So check it out. So
and as much as I love Dre, you can convince me to take him off the list.
Well, you know what? Because
you gotta split it, B.
Okay, so check it out. So I don't know what we do or what do you split. To me, let's say you go 90 to 95. That makes it a little easier for that. But by the time 95 to 99 comes, you got the same problem.
But see, that Primo can't go up twice.
Or are we going,
P-Rock,
though?
P-Rock can't go up twice. Dre can't go up twice. Because to me, Dre gets a slot because you got to go from NWA all the way up.
Right,
to the
Snoop
and all of that shit. So to me, there's three names that get in for me, but I can be convinced. If you throw some of them other names in there, geez, that I heard, that I forgot about.
Damn. It's like, damn. Eric Sermon.
Jeez.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness.
Now, look, and it's certainly there are names up there who deserve to be mentioned, but obviously are not going to make the...
But the whole D.I.T.C., you can't... You can put a lot of their names in there.
Right, goodness. And I didn't even put
their names.
I didn't even throw D.I.T.C. in there. You
Lord
know what I mean? Well, I did put Diamond D in there.
Diamond D, Lord Finesse.
Yeah. So all that being said, So now this is the thing here. Do you go? There's a lot of people like underground cats who say, where the underground cats at, and I'm not saying that the underground cats. It's a balance. But to me, the list gets filled out really quickly. If you're doing this, I don't know. I'm not splitting it, but I'm just filling it out because it's really easy. Obviously, look at the names: Primo, Pete Rock, Dre, Dilla. That's your four.
But depends on where you're going from. If you're starting, is it going to be a 3-year list or a 5-year list? Because Dilla can't jump in the first five.
No, well, but I'm saying, this is what I'm saying. If we're sticking to the strict Rushmore that we've been doing.
If we're doing the strict Rushmore,
that's why I said King Killer, again, Preem, Pete Rock, Dre, Dilla, over, done. Kanye West fans are gonna pull their hair out.
To me,
because
as much as I love Dilla, you can convince me to take him off for somebody else.
Okay,
you can convince me.
Okay,
I know niggas is fucking blasphemy right now.
Oh, you're right.
It's blasphemy. Like, what the fuck?
Okay, so hold
I'm up. Saying you can.
Okay,
if you can convince me to take Dre off of there, you can convince me to take Dilla off.
Okay, so
because there's two names I got that's solid rock.
B,
like you ain't taking them off for me.
Okay, B. So I already said my four. So your four, Preem, Pete Rock. Now you got two.
Preem, Pete Rock, it's Dre, and it's
three.
And Dilla. The same thing you got. But you can convince me if you put it in them other names and you talk enough shit and start throwing their catalog up, I'm like, whoa, damn. How the fuck can I not put him in?
Yeah, that's a very tough one because we want to go with that first four that we heard. But
there's names that you mentioned,
but there's a lot of names, right? There's a lot of names, but there's a reason why the first four ring so heavy.
And
there's a reason why. And as a matter of fact, let's look at the controversial names. So you take my list. We'll just use what I think is as the template. Again, Primo, Pete Rock, Dre, and Dilla.
I can run with that.
Okay. And then Kanye West fans is like, okay, he a nut now. But in the 90s.
The late 90s into the 2000s, early 2000s.
Okay.
So that's why you split that shit up, because he may make it in that second half of the 90s.
Kanye makes it to me if you start going late 90s, early 2000s. If you start going there, because that's the next, mm-hmm. the next set. Kanye's getting in for right. me on the next set.
Okay. Well, then again, so like I was saying, okay, fine. Who out of the list, if you can remember, I mean, you talking about squeezing niggas. So let me name the what I think would be niggas who would probably, and niggas are going to die on, they're going to go up Hamburger Hill for who I, this is who I think. People going up to Hamburger Hill for RZA.
Yeah. But that second half, though.
People going to go up, people going to go up Hamburger Hill for Just Blaze.
I don't know about that.
You don't think they're going for
nah,
Just Blaze?
Nah, Blaze is so. Crazy. Blaze had a hot 5-year period that was just nuts.
What about Diamond D?
Diamond D could get knocked off too, but he's a region rapper. Diamond D is region rapper for a nigga. That's why I said DITC. That whole shit.
Well, I didn't mention DITC. I get. I again. This is.
But even
strictly,
when you said Quick, I was like, oh, that's region rapper. And he ain't gonna get the whole.
Really?
He ain't getting a face on it. Yeah, Quick is, me. And I'm not saying he's not great what he does, but that's just as region rep as.
All right,
Diamond
let me
D.
do. Okay, let me do. You said DITC. Let me do some collectives.
Okay.
Okay. Let me run the collectives. Bomb Squad, Hitmen, Neptunes, Trackmasters, Beats by the Pound, Organized Noise, D-I-T-C. Beat Miners. But again, you're saying DITC. I didn't put them in there, but okay.
Okay,
DITC.
If you want to throw collectives in there.
You know, I'm just saying. We're covering the collectives. That's what I said. Okay, DITC, Beat Miners, Organized Noise, Beats by the Pound, Trackmasters, Neptunes, Bomb Squad, and the Hitmen.
To me.
That's your boy, D. Angeletti in there.
I know. And to me, out of that list, out of the collectives, Organized Noise gets a guaranteed spot for me. Shit. Bomb Squad gets a guaranteed spot for me.
And I'm going Beat Miners.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. I can be convinced. As much as I love Beat Miners, geez. And you, that's region repping to me.
No.
Heavy region repping.
Oh.
But, man. Jeez.
So as I look at the list, I'm easy because Kanye West fans may take some solace knowing that his name may pop up again from the 2000s.
He's going to get late 90s, 2000. Yes.
Okay, so his name will pop up again. So again, we're still back to the principle of maybe we could settle this today. I don't know. But nobody's preem. I think it's... I can't.
The list that you named before you named B, I can go with that. I can run with that solid. But I'm saying I could be convinced to take two of those names off of there.
And replace them with who?
But I don't know who. For me, nobody. But I'm saying if you start throwing a nigga's catalog out there and start saying what they did in this, I'm like, whoa, shit. Ooh, you're saying take who off? I'm saying I'm... Della can come off for this for oh shit I don't know
yeah right that's
when we're gonna go back and forth, but you can convince me if you come with enough heat of their catalog to knock them niggas off. But nobody's convinced me of those first two names, and Dre is definitely a 1A when it comes to those names too.
So I think we lost Egree's mic.
Yeah, you're done completely, Egree.
So
I'm back in business.
There you go.
Saying you're to me, I was trying to tell you, you're welling, because the four names that you, they're like, you're talking about, I could be convinced, but they hit as soon as you said it for all the right reasons.
Exactly.
All the right reasons. National
of course.
Exposure, national of course. Appreciation.
Exactly.
Some of these other names, as great as they are,
region,
they don't have the national carry like those other four names.
You mean, okay, so let me bring a name up there, maybe controversial. Pete Rock national?
No.
Pete
Rock's not national, but Pete Rock was hip hop when New York was just everything. So
remember when I lived in LA? Remember when I lived in LA?
Yeah, yeah.
I had conversations. Pete Rock is loved in the West Coast, B. He's loved in the West Coast.
Out of the collectives, I think about this, and there's hasn't we're still doing we did individuals, we didn't do collectives. I could be convinced to do a separate Rushmore for the collective.
I could do a separate Rushmore.
Which we may want to consider, because let me tell you something. Because Bomb Squad
to me,
Organized
Noise is guaranteed spots for me.
Yeah. But anyway.
Niggas out here with your scalpels trying change the thing.
Right, because we go collect when you collective, it's gonna be about 20 faces up there.
That's some other shit.
So you, there are four mugs on the mountain, B.
Okay, so now since you're being hardline on it, I'm gonna put the question to you. Is this for the entire 90s, or are we splitting this shit up?
I did split like 5 times while you was talking.
So we're splitting it.
You have to split it. We have to.
Really?
We have to.
So now we got to... So why do you think we have to split it? I'm asking you
Sure, because in that period of time, there was a tremendous amount of great music made. Now, if you want to lock it down and say, okay, that's it, then so be it. I will live with that. The fact of the matter is, we want to be fair and concise. If there wasn't this many in a list that we would even consider for these other time periods that we did,
right?
This just happens to be a bloated section of hip hop where there was incredible work being made by a lot of people.
So,
and I think that we should account for that.
Okay.
So now you tell me why you think we should leave it like it is.
I think we should leave it like it is because again, this is the problem. Where people would, I think the problem with lists, and you know, you can just Google on your Google machine greatest hip hop producers and everybody from Billboard to whatever. But guess what? Everybody got a list of like 25 or 30 people all the time. Exactly. Everybody got it. So this really whittles down the actual hard work. The thing that I think is that, so let's take out the collectives, the Trackmasters, Neptunes, Beat Spotter Pound, Organized Noise, Bomb Squad, Hitmen, shit like that, Beat Miners, DLTC. Let's take those, that they're done. So no collectives, okay, boom. Now you're down to the individuals, okay? Again, now it really comes into focus here. I don't see anyone on that list, as much as I love people, I'm a Prince Ball guy, you know what I'm saying? But Just Blaze and Timberland, to me, there's nobody on the original list. To me, this is that D dot shit. You know, my catalog's more John Blaze. Yeah, D dot with the Hitman, and you sold a lot of records. But you know what?
Individually, your catalog is not that
big. Right. But nobody. I mean, come on, Preem from Texas, you know, the creator of the New York sound. Pete Rock. I mean,
you don't want to argue for. Kurt, could you argue for Timberland?
For who? Timberland?
Yeah.
Timberland? Timberland can get a slot with Kanye to me. Kanye, Timberland?
Right.
Them two could get a spot in that late 90s to 2000s.
So once you...
Timberland,
but I'm saying,
and Kanye is in for
if,
me.
If you can cross over...
I got what you're saying, but we talk about right now where King Killer said,
Because they didn't put a lot of work in during that time.
Okay.
They didn't come up till later. Between 90 and...
So they'll have to be in the 2000s.
Yeah, if you're going to split this up between 90 and 95, there wasn't a word from Kanye and Timberland in that period.
They
out.
So to me, so Hip Hop Digest, so maybe I could start getting a cover together, is the four.
Okay.
Is the four for the 90s, the hard work, okay? Primo, Pete Rock, Dr. Dre, and Dilla.
I'm okay with that.
I was leaning towards the split because it's, man.
Yeah, because again.
There's so many names, man. Right. I'm thinking 90 to 95, let's give these niggas that spot from 90 to 95. And then from 95 to 99 or 2000, you can give the next slot of niggas who can be in there. But if you want to, if we're outvoted that we're going to lock this shit in, fuck it, lock it in.
B, you don't think.
I'm okay either way.
B, you don't. I'm just saying, I'm thinking. So now, you know, if this is fantasy baseball, fantasy football, you don't think that I would want to get Diamond D up in there, Eric Sermon, you know what I'm saying, DJ Quick. You know, maybe Havoc, high tech. You don't think I want to squeeze niggas? Yeah, but I'm willing, and I think it's worth it doing the hard work. Some people, you name two people who are going to get deferred, who's going to move on to the 2000s, and that probably is going to be Timberland, probably is going to be Kanye West. I don't know, maybe Toomp.
And RZA.
Maybe Toomp.
Oh, I don't know. Them 2000s for RZA was kind of shaky, B.
No, B. I tell you what.
Really?
The biggest name, I tell you what, out of the four, if we sticking with our four, the biggest name that's left out there is RZA. That is the biggest... Because Wu-Tang, and then everybody's first solo album, for the most part, out of that Armada. Yeah.
Crazy.
RZA was work. On that, RZA was on Versus.
Oh, yeah, that.
Yeah, no doubt. Exactly. So, you know, you got a lot of people who gonna look at that. And I'll tell you one thing. I think it's going to come down to people going to be arguing RZA should replace Pete Rock. That's gonna be the fault line, I bet you.
For me, wow. He cannot replace Pete Rock. You can convince me that he can replace somebody else, but there's no way you're gonna convince me to be replacing, because the time period we're talking about, RZA was not hot, but you're talking the whole entire 90s. From 90 to 95, he had that first Wu-Tang album in there, and then everything else started popping after that. But it's like, come on, man.
You know, it's funny. So
what are we doing? Doing the whole 90s, or we splitting it?
I'm locked. I've been convinced. I'm locked in. Fuck it. We're going to call everybody. This is it. And niggas can be mad and text chaining it all out and tell us that you should have put this person in, that person in. Ant Banks could have got his slot. You know what I'm saying? Should have got a slot in there, whatever. But
and see, that's how you end up with region repping. That's how you people say, I'm taking my basketball I'm naming the top four from California. Fuck y'all snobs.
Right, and that,
you know
that
the key factor is.
But you got to think about during the time period, we put Dre in there because Dre was smoking between that time period.
Yeah,
because he was just
like
coming off the
before,
NWA
but
and
no,
coming
but,
into
but
the,
like I said
that
before,
solo shit with his stuff and
Dre's
Snoop and everybody
there,
else.
But Dre's in there, and to me as a snob, I'm Dre from Surgery up. I'm thinking at the entire Dre. I'm not even looking at that at Ruthless and up. I'm looking at Surgery and up.
But see,
I'm
that,
looking
that's
at World
early.
Class Wrecking
that's
and
early.
Up. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
You're talking about the time. Only work I'm talking about. The only work I'm thinking about is from that late 80s to that 90s.
Okay.
Is the only. I don't care about what Dre did before that. I'm only thinking about what he did in that period right there. And it was smoking
hot. So let's say we're going to lock it in. Let me run it one more time. Mount Rushmore 90s. Primo.
For sure.
Pete Rock.
For me, for sure.
Dr. Dre.
Definitely.
Jay Dilla.
Okay, I can get with it. I'm done. I can lock it in, but like you said, niggas can be like, man, take Pete Rock out of there. You can put such and such in that spot.
Make a new digest.
We encourage niggas to put their own list up, their Mount Rushmore.
Oh, yeah.
On the
text. We want to see. We might have somebody, honestly.
Peter Johansson got on me in the 80s. He was like, who did he name?
Paul C.
He's like, Peter Johansson was like, yo, Paul C.
Paul C.
I told that nigga, I was like, niggas are still on my ass over Mantronics. So, you know. You know, the 90s.
It's going to be hard to argue these four. It's going to be really hard to argue, but.
Well, they're already cemented. I'm going to make the list. I'm going to try and get nice pictures of the bust and stick them up there. You know what I mean?
You're going to do some AI work and put your own bust up?
I don't know. You know, I might have to see that AI game and see if they can fix that up for me. It's getting hard on Photoshop for that. All right, that's what's up. That concludes the Hip Hop Digest, other than the world famous albums of the week. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I do have a little crib note to throw in
there. Digital Freaks.
King Killer inspired me last show when we talked about African American record labels.
African Americans.
African American record labels.
Look at my African American.
Look at my African American labels. I have started, Killer, I somebody may beat me to it. There may be books already done, but G, I've started. And when you get here next week, I'm gonna let you go ahead and start proofing where I'm at.
Okay, but that's real.
I like, do not.
Do we?
Not?
Are you doing a history? You going back to, you know, Alcalian or Black
I'm
Swan?
Going all the way.
Okay.
Brother.
All right. All right. That's cool.
Jeffrey Osborne.
Oh shit.
I thought that was, who made that with Let's Go All the Way? Yeah, who's that York Radio zone?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, that, not, I'm talking Jeffrey.
You're talking about the real Jeffrey.
All right, yeah. So, all right, let's do this again. Peter and Matt, Digital Freaks, albums of the week.
All right, this week brought to you by Matt, we got Mickey Diamond, 5 o'clock somewhere. That's Mickey Diamond, 5 o'clock somewhere. Then brought to you by Pete. Is Kai the Thief Next to Jesus? That's Kai the Thief Next to Jesus. And then brought to you by me is Odyssey and Yet Still. That's Odyssey and Yet Still. Yo, that Kai.
I haven't heard that yet.
That Kai the Thief Next to Jesus. My goodness, B. Well, I've been a Kai fan for quite a few years. But
yeah,
when you start talking about lyrical niggas, when you start talking that shit we was talking earlier about LL.
Yo, this nigga Kai is on another level with lyrics, my nigga.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he
is. I called Killer when I listened to that album. And what did I tell you, Killer? He reminds me of goddamn Doom.
But
just the way he, not his delivery, whatever, just the way his
delivery.
His mind.
Yeah, the way his mind. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's on a whole different level. And this to me, this is already top five for me. This shit here is ridiculous, yo. This is his best work to me that he's done so far. This is his best work. Mm.
All right, that's
it's pretty
up.
Amazing.
So,
all of it.
So thank you for riding with us. In a little bit, I'm gonna be in the desert and whatnot.
Yes, sir.
I'm thinking I might want to get another mic. If we do a show out there, I don't know. But you know, I guess
we'll tease the people with a show.
All right,
you ain't gonna do no show.
I don't know.
You missed it today. There was a big ass California Flyers had us waking up to an orange sun out here.
Oh, okay,
it's crazy.
That's
it was
up.
crazy smoke out here. But it'll be good by the time you get here.
All right, that's what's up. Yeah, I can't wait. The first thing, In-N-Out Burgers.
He said In-N-Out Burgers.
You one of them damn tourists.
Tourist-ass niggas.
Tourists.
I am a tourist when it comes down to the In-N-Out Burgers. But other than that, you know where I'm going to be staying? At the part you said you don't mess with. Down there in Tropicana and Boulder Highway, my G.
Yeah, you go right ahead on down there, brother. That's the hood over there.
And that's not the real hood, but that's where I'll be staying. So,
No, not where you stay. I'm talking about down at that gas stations and convenience stores down there.
I'll be down there at the Albertsons, at the Starbucks. Yeah. That's where I'll be.
No, not there, B. You are still...
You're still in the safe zone.
People didn't know Vegas... Talk about Russell and Boulder, which is the next.
Oh, that's the okay. That's up. The next. Yeah, Russell and Boulder.
Yeah,
B.
Yeah,
nothing more hood out Vegas. B. Nothing more hood out Vegas than Maryland Avenue. But that's just my opinion.
Oh yeah. That, well,
Maryland,
right there.
Than Maryland Avenue.
Yeah, nothing more hood than Vegas out Maryland
right
Avenue.
Right in that.
Exactly. So
there's always something going on over there.
So all right, kid. That's
oh yeah.
What's
I wanted
up.
To give a shout out to my nephew since you made me think about it earlier when you said the senior chief at the bass club when y'all was mixing some senior chief shit. My nephew just made chief.
Oh, wow.
In the Navy. So
salute.
Congratulations
okay.
to
now
you,
Now, whose
sir.
Son is that?
That's Kelvina's son.
Kelvina's son are made chief?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
I know he, old heads, B. That nigga 30
Jeez.
Plus, B.
Wow.
I know,
congratulations,
right?
yo.
Yes, sir.
Yo, now, is that Tony?
That's Tony, yes, sir.
Tony?
Tony made chief.
Oh, my goodness. I'm old. I'm old.
Wow.
Yes.
Yo, because I remember Tony as a baby.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember them niggas. I remember Tony in the stomach.
Yeah,
so, way back.
Wow. That's what's up. Yo, no doubt. All right, yo. Thank you for rolling with us. We'll see you when we see you because, you know, we going to see ya. Peace.
One.
Mr. President, we so appreciate you giving us an hour of your time. I want to start by addressing the elephant in the room, sir.
I was almost a day late. But I had a dollar to spare, so I figured I'd bless your ears and sync with the kick and snare, or maybe play with the rhythm to challenge the status quo. But I'm choosing to keep it simple to chat with the average Joe. If you think that's my ego speaking, revisit how you perceive it. It's more than how it's delivered, it's also how you receive it. I'm lathered and rinsed, so I'm about to move from the soapbox. Like, I'm always on it, as long as I breathe, that won't stop. As long as there's people pushing agendas against my interests, or claiming Elon's a genius while Donald's ducking a sentence, or I'm still having the battle with blackness being a problem, and y'all are rooting for the dummy pretending somebody shot him. If it's unclear, I don't rock with the righteous. I'm an independent thinker without a dog in a fight. But I'll be damned if I'ma sit back and risk the loss of my rights. So I'm left with the choice that's making racists unite. So basically nothing's changed.
First of all, I don't think I've ever been asked a question so in such a horrible manner. First question. You don't even say, hello, how are you?
Come in when you rest at surrender.
You don't even say, hello, how are you?
Come in when you rest at
surrender.
This is not a game. It's not a test. I listen to him speak and hear every word. Soundbite excites the far right on the quest. And for me, the second guess viewed as overreaction.
But wait, we ain't come here for poli sci. Don't be like the guy with the bean pot and bow tie besides. Based on what I see on the TV, he pardoned Kodak Black. That's good enough for me.
Good enough for every case. Time and place, importance of the race. Amazing grace, a disgrace. How they play in our face. Outrage, first react when the video was played. But won't change, cause as a people can't get on the same page. Free speech ain't free when you come to your senses. You can say what you want, but not without consequences. Based on this verse, you get a sense for where I'm standing at. Don't like what I say, I wish you luck in getting over that.
Say, you know what I say that? When we have a protester inside, which isn't even very often, I say, be very gentle. Please don't hurt him. We had a case where we had an African-American guy who was a fan of mine. Great fan, great guy. In fact, I want to find out what's going on with him. You know what I'm... Oh, look at my African-American over here. Look at him. Are you the greatest? Do you know what I'm talking about? Okay.
Conductor, we have a problem.
My niggas been wavy since them boat rides. My vision stay hazy, swing with both eyes. Best way to get it poppin' is to quit talking. I'm the type to build an arc while the rain is falling. Niggas lying, you need to have some good memory. I protect my energy with my energy. I spend my whole life to find the inner peace. I paint it vivid, so precise, I need a bigger piece. We all choose to sin, but not the consequence. And how I move this pen, cause I'm a novelist. My niggas in the pen, they feel the opposite. So tolerant, a prophet, why bother with all the obvious? These people say they love me, but they hardly know me. Best friends I grew up with, now we hardly homies. If you hear me when I pray, can you kindly show me? They said the devil in my way when he lie below me. Had to grow up fast, now how real is that? I can't relate to how you live because my skin is black. Skin dark as sin, go soul, I never sell it. I grew up in the hood with a bullet, it's so compelling. We don't desire, we require it, it's tiring. Real ones show real love with no restraint. I live with no complaints and I plan to die the same.
Participated vigorously in the Underground Railroad. Former slaves who had assembled in the borough of Brooklyn who had provided food, clothing, and refuge.
Thought I'd lobby finished in the gutter sauna. Every other corner was crack spots. Auntie spent a pretty penny. Got really skinny for no fat rocks. She clocked me at the bus. Would never rush, was touched, a sad watch. Before you air the gun, don't forget where you from. Message to the black cops. Live plot, steal a drive, high wheels. Still living in the matchbox. When you bread brown, stay on defense, head down till the tax stops. These are dog back blocks, shorty. High warty, mismatched socks. Still avoid chocolate sprinkles. Looks too similar to where the rat drops. Man, they condemned his home to get only Cody on. He broke the padlocks. A few prostitutes on this toxic route. Late night, this where your dad shops. Not to complicate him, what you give him? Consomme, slick cat, and bad fox. And beef kept calm speech till an arm reach and the jab pops. Said it adamant, was never having it. We the have nots. Crazy long drawn epic. Made the boy sworn skeptic. Phrases poised on record. All I heard was no, can't have that. Put it back next time. Shit was off the insufficient portion. Not till a call for less time. Feel it's true. They wanna kill a few and keep the rest blind. It was tough, so jumped on fire trucks. Hoping higher ups bless mine. Shared a story and effects. Was vexed and swore that we was hexed. Of course, delivering in this awful prison never afforded me the rest. From stock that's poor, as you saw, it was a lot to endure to see success. Fear only seems a failure in my trailer, so I wanted to be the best. This road long and arduous, either froze or exposed stronger part of us. From a section with weapons, it's definitely etched in the closing arguments. In this dirty seeds, can't see who's supposed to be here guarding us. This is more like a death sentence. If the intentions was the hardness. Too young having a starving lust. All it did was make it hard to trust. Been doomed to hatred. Human nature ain't changing. Hope the gods adjust. Said it adamant. Was never having it. We the have nots.
It don't matter how much you try to pray to God and jump like that, niggas still be in the same predicament. Like, I could have prayed the other day, but we ain't have no food in the house, bro. I ain't wake up and want nothing in the house. See, bro, I ain't said that. I'm saying there ain't no point of it.
This is all your fucking fault. You ended my fucking life.
After everything I fucking did for you, you ain't gonna fucking talk to me. You did this to me. You ended my fucking life.
My reflection and vision in chrome glass made of plastic. Staring at a sacrifice who made it everlasting. It turned into plugs in a casket. Flags draped over it. Military personnel, powder in the cabinet. Mama, I love you more than I could ever describe. The proof was me in the storm trying better your times. There was puddles from cooking raw, but put the weather aside. The goal was to give you more than you'd have yet to desire. They called me black boy, semi-automat boy. Typical statistic, you was introduced to that boy. So you brokenhearted, pieces all on the carpet. Disappointment in droves, counting daily departed. That's just part of the bargain. Word to all the people we lost. Because to give you anything, I had to leap off the cross. They say a saint is just a sinner who tried more. Intentions in my heartbeat, gun in the side door. Both of them pure, and that integrity you spoke of before. I understood when I was hanging from the rope of the law. Dangling from the tree of life, I put my hope in the Lord. Because through this garden of Eden, there was coca galore. All the bruises on my neck, shooters in my set. The lies I had to tell to you, the truths that I regret. Keys in the crib worth more than our crib itself. Built it on your own, I just wanted to give you help. Therapeutic in theory, wanna tell you it all, but I never knew if you'd hear me. You expected a call to say this was a facade, a nightmare at the most. Then you back to work, and me greeting you here when you home. The price point of serenity could put you in a cage with the lights off with your enemies. I knew it too well, never knew you ever knew what all to do with your shells. 37 mil involved, I'd never do it myself. I couldn't manage, I guess that's the high of being a parent. Euphoria's that I'll never know, so there we have it. Behinds was $10 a pop, and how I had it. Bought the building that they made you slave in, if you asking. So pardon my French, it was sorta intense. You was all my beginning, you was part of my end. Every time I saw the stairs, but wound up falling again. All the shit that it was worth became a call in the wind. You let me blend, and you never broke, but you would bend. So making sure you ain't never broke was my intent. Wondered how your youngin' could juggle with his demise. My life flashed in front of my eyes like 100 times. So me wishing you death was my deepest regret. Swimming in Jack Daniels with a sea of it left. So don't find it in your heart to call me up, collect. I don't deserve your attention, but no all of this was to give you anything. And I promised I would. A promise ain't a promise if the promise no good. I'd give you anything. I promised I would. The road I drove you down, shit, I probably should give you anything. I promised I would. A promise ain't a promise if the promise no good. I'd give you anything. I promised I would. The road I drove you down, shit, I probably should. And as I'm sitting in this chair, fighting a single tear, staring at my kin on the ground like, should I care? When you was in my crib, tension all in the air, empty in a clip with the hopes that I was there. My woman and my unborn child could have appeared. The bullets ricocheting off everything near and there. I sat back watching your soul drift in the air, knowing you was trying to send mine up heaven's stairs. And the fear is, in spite of all of that being clear, I probably would still be the dude for you to be here. Blood of a saint spilling over, how could you dare? Auntie at the top of her lungs, but I couldn't hear. Fuck happened, unk? We were supposed to be better. You could never cut your fam to bring you closer together. It never adds, no matter how much you tuck in the pantry. I couldn't relate, cause my motto was always family. But still in all, I understand who you did it for. This is more coping with all that my intuition was. Apologies for selling you on my dreams. Round of applause for Unc and who we knew you to be. And to my auntie, wouldn't never let a soul harm me until you grew the way your desire was ungodly. A throne is desirable until it's too heavy to push in a corner. And now you gotta look back behind you, gutted with the same knife you used to cut a key up with. Felt the residue in my back and had to bleed through it. I might have made mistakes, but never was I mistaken. Re-ups being family reunions is heartbreaking. Pain caused more than we knew, and I respect it. But I was the angel saving you from Armageddon. Cain hunting y'all was really because of y'all. You asked me what I want in return, I want it all. Seeing you cry, but all I hear is hope. God knows my eyes low behind a pair of lokes. Feeling blue, knowing my spirit is here for you. But you crossed me, which forced me to dribble too. And Louis, you was begging for attention, said you need it, right? Now that throne you wanted on is underneath the lights. Enjoy it, blood thicker until there's no more for you. I needed you to be oh so loyal, see how you made it? And to my brother Lee, for you defining what a brother be. The only branch to still cover me. Family tree started to uproot, but luckily you became the arm on that Voltron. Lucky me, forever indebted in and out of the bank. The only one to truly believe in the mind of a saint. Owe you forever for every sin that I tried to add. If you go first, tell God that I got the tab. Give you anything, I promised I would. A promise ain't a promise if the promise no good. I'd give you anything, shit, I promised I would. The road I drew you down, shit, I probably should. Give you anything, and I promised I would. A promise ain't a promise if the promise no good. I'd give you anything, shit, I promised I would. Bro, I drew you down, shit, I probably should. Do you anything? Do you anything? I promised I would. Promise ain't a promise if the promise no good. I'd give you anything, should I promise I would. The road I drove you down, should I probably should. Give you anything, I promised I would. A promise ain't a promise if the promise no good. I'd give you anything, should I promise I would. The road I drove you down, should I probably should. Give you anything, I promised I would. A promise ain't a promise if the promise no good. I'd give you anything, should I promise I would. The road I drove you down, shit, I probably should give you anything.
Doesn't matter the weather, we are in this thing together. And with you and me, this love will grow.
But we'll put it back the way it should be.